This is Andrew DiPietro. I'm here with Camelvag, asking him some questions about fire investigations. So, Camel, tell me about yourself.
I am a fire investigator for Novak Investigations. Been doing fire investigations part-time for the last 10 years.
All right, Cameron, so how does technology affect your field?
Technology has a huge impact on fire investigations. Used to be a lot of... It used to be more of an art than a science. Now, today, it's a lot more of science than art. There's a lot more tests that they can do to confirm or deny if accelerants were used. They also have technology's gotten smaller and cheaper. That makes it easier for people who don't have a lot of money to get their hands on equipment that can help them, such as combustible gas meters, portable x-ray machines, portable microscopes, and other equipment like that that can help aid in the investigation.
Of these technologies, which do you think are going to make a difference in the future? What technology do you think is going to be useful in the future?
Computers are probably the biggest, because they allow investigators from around the world can share photos and ideas and cases that they've, or experiences they've had, which if every person in the world, every fire investigator in the world had one or two kind of weird fires and shared that with everybody else, that's a lot of weird fires that you may not run into, but you would never think of if somebody hadn't told you about it, that, or you would never think that it had actually occurred. Computers are a big one. A lot of it is computer-related technology that's definitely moving, helping the industry move forward.
All right, Cameron, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
All right.